And I'll count us in then. 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your All Fresno podcast where we talk about all things Fresno. This is Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and with me always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
What's up, Teehee? What's up, Fresno?
Yeah, how are things?
Good. Things are good.
How are you know how I'm things enjoying, are in Fresno?
Oh, how?
Hot.
Yeah.
We finally got there.
I'm good. Yeah, finally.
Right. God.
Yeah. Took long enough.
I was just waiting for it. All through May, nothing.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Nothing.
And now we have it finally at the 100-plus degree weather.
Now we can finally night swim.
Finally. Oh, I thought you said night sweat, and I was like, yeah. Yes.
Well,
we could be out at midnight when it's 100 degrees.
Not yet.
So,
wait for August.
I was out today in the 100-plus degree weather.
Like a man.
I guess. And it occurred to me that being out in 100-plus degree weather is a lot like being out at 3 a.m. because it's like the only other people out are like people who are down on their luck or up to no good. Like, that's all there is. Yeah. It's just like the most random collect because everyone else is smart enough to be indoors.
From two to six is right. When you're just, right. It's the streets are dead.
Except for me, all walking around. Like a yahoo, but yeah. So we're in that zone now, and I think it's going to be that way for a while. The question is whether or not how long it'll last. So I felt like we had a pretty good run through like the beginning of like spring and summer, right? Like,
yep.
Pretty good most of May.
Yeah, you can't really complain.
Pretty good, right? You can't complain. So the question is, has it just transferred? You know, so are we going to be like into August, September, October?
Oh, it's going to, is it going to like flow into October?
Right,
yeah.
Right. That's the question.
Maybe, we'll see.
Yeah, if it just runs through August and then, you know, September, October starts cooling down, even back to like 80s, 90s,
mm-hmm.
I think we'll be fine.
We did it.
That would be acceptable.
We'll feel like we got away with one.
But I'm not sure that's going to happen. Pretty sure we're going to be in like September 105 degree.
All right. It took me about 3 days.
To acclimate.
You get through that one initial heat wave, which is bad. And then you're like, holy crap. But then after a few days, you're like, all right, I'm settling in. I'm ready.
I sweat. I got to take more showers than normal. That's fine. That's Fresno.
Yeah, man. This is the time of year that weeds out all the weaklings.
Right. Right. Yes. Yes. And then we can go, you, sir, Fresno. You, this guy, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, this guy is complaining too much. Get out of here.
Yeah. Get out of here. Move to Clovis.
Yeah. Wherever. It's all nice out there in Clovis.
Well, they have air conditioning. I feel like. All right. So now that we've talked about the weather, what's happening? What's happening in Fresno? What have we missed since our last podcast?
Well, we got to get a Fulton Street Mall.
Always with the Fulton Street,
update.
Yeah. How's it going?
I don't know, man. They're being all secretive. They got, you know, all the tarp up and I can't see.
Yeah,
they
have fencing
through the fence.
And they have, I don't know what that green, like, stuff around.
Like, why do they even why do they even do that? Like,
I don't know. You could peek in
there. Yeah, you could still peek in. It's not like you can't see at all.
There is some movement being made, I think, especially on the south side. On the north side, not so much.
Yeah, they're doing, I mean, they have it all torn up.
Yeah.
What's weird is, like, why are they, like, they're basically seem to be attacking it from each side, and they're just going to work their way and meet each other in the middle, like one crew's on one side and the other's on the other.
Yeah, maybe. They just have a crew on both sides.
I thought they would just like...
And whoever gets to the...
Yeah, like whoever... Like they have a side bet going.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like North crew's like, oh, we could finish this in 16 months. And South crew's like, oh, we can do it in 50 months.
So saw a story today or yesterday in the Fresno Bee about how some of the businesses, they're struggling, which is tough. Interesting because, and maybe, okay, so I have, almost every weekend for the past, month or so, I take a walk down, Fulton Mall, go down to the beer garden there at Tioga from where I'm at. And, seems like there's a lot of people on the mall still. But like, that could just be that because of the way things are situated, they all are funneled into one area.
Yeah.
So it seems like there's more people.
What's the middle like right now? Is that all torn up?
Like Mariposa, where the clock tower is? Yeah. No, that's all open.
That's just still the normal?
Yeah, mostly? Yeah. And so really the only parts that are completely like blocked off are like the north and like by the CVS, like that whole little stretch, but not like to down to Peeves quite yet. So just a very small part there. Mm-hmm. And then the last block, like Tulare to Inyo on the south side.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, but there's, progress being made and, talking with people down there. I talked to the guys from the owner there at Root General Store, and everyone seems to be really excited about it or hopeful about it. Like let's get this thing done.
So. The article was like there are several businesses that are just like dramatically
way
down.
Yeah,
if you're a business on the Fulton Mall already, your profit margin's got to be super tight. And then to be losing half your business, that's
right.
You got to endure that for a year.
Right. And, yeah. I mean, it's tough, but I think on the other end, it has to happen, I think it has to happen.
Yeah. Because, I mean, otherwise something had to happen. And this is the only thing that would have happened. So that's why I'm like, okay. I support it, but like I would have rather have seen the mall refurbished, but that wasn't going to happen. So this is the only thing that would have actually happened. So
So
it
now
it couldn't stay. It couldn't stay the way it was. Couldn't just gonna leave it like no fountains. We're not gonna police it. We're not gonna clean it up. We're just gonna leave it. It's just here.
The city needs its tax revenues. So. Yeah.
Well, I'm real curious on how, like, once it's in, how dramatic it's, if it's going to be dramatic or not, like, as far as new businesses.
Well, so all of the sort of studies and, like, the things I have read and seen about similar things that have been done in other communities. It's like dramatic, it's the change around is pretty instantaneous and pretty dramatic. So we'll see.
Have you ever been in, I went to show at Shoreline in Mountain View. Have you ever been in downtown Mountain View?
West of it? If I have, I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
So.
Because they got this strip there that's very very similar to, in my head, what I'm thinking they're trying to do. It was pretty, but I mean, it's a bad comparison because Mountain View is one of the most affluent areas in the world. So it's like bad to try and compare that since it's Google Town. But
Google Town.
It was just very much like the renderings I see of what Fulton Street will be. It was very much like that, like all these cafe, restaurant and stuff with patios, and they had these and one side had a big sidewalk and the other side had like a normal sidewalk,
that's
what it looks the renderings. Funny is like it looks like the Peeves side, the west side, that looks like it's just going to be like sidewalk, and then the east side looks like it's like going to be all done up.
I believe that's the case,
which is just kind of ironic how Craig's like the biggest proponent of the traffic and pushing the traffic, how much the traffic will be. And then his side is the lame side.
Well, and right now I think Peeves is a very big question mark down there because, they've been closed for a couple of weeks now. They were open, I went to a show, saw Amaret down there with a band from New York that came through a couple weeks ago, and they opened, but they didn't have a liquor license, so they were just selling, like, I don't know, coffees and whatever else they had there. And, you know, from everything that I've heard, it's, you know, there's sort of some question about what's going to happen with that. So
I thought they're going to reopen, reopen with, like, you know, waiter, waitress style.
Well, so, yeah. So I think they have, they did hire a new bar.
And new chef too, right?
A new chef. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. That's what I mean. So I've heard a bunch of rumors, and I have not had anything substantiated as to what happened or what is going to happen. I don't think anyone, I mean, people, somebody knows, obviously Craig probably knows. I haven't heard anything about what's going to happen there. So hopefully we'll see within the next couple of months, but, yeah. So
do you, sort of related. Have you seen where the Grizzlies replaced that Lufthansa sign with Growlifornia?
I did. Yes. I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah. I'm very much a traditionalist and old school and, like, would have wanted that sign left alone, but seeing it looks pretty rad. So I got to say that's a cool thing, especially to leave it like the Lufthansa's style, right, but just change it.
Right. Which that's what I like too, that it was like, you know, they kept it and, in that style or whatever. The Grizzlies are good at marketing, you know. Damn, I think that was a perfect opportunity for them. So
they're solid marketers, those guys.
Also down in that area is Full Circle Brewing Company, who was on the verge of closing.
Yeah.
And then got new owners to come in who are going to hopefully they say they're going to do this, so I'm taking them at their word. Keep it as a brewing company and hopefully kind of reinvigorate the place and maybe add food there. Ooh. At the venue and work to get the beer into on tap at places again. Mm-hmm. And into bottles by the end of the year. So I think that's pretty exciting news for that place because – for several weeks, I mean, I think for a while it was like pretty sure the place was going to close. And then they even had their last show scheduled. It was like, this is the last show ever at Full Circle, come out. And so everyone came out. And then I think that was like at that show, they sort of said, oh, wait, we have new owners who are going to be taking over. So, and they seem very excited about, you know, making it into a like legitimate brewery and getting their brew on tap places. And so very excited.
They're going to keep it Full Circle. They can keep it.
Yeah. So they're going to keep it Full Circle. I think they bought the name and, you know, all that good stuff. From what I have heard, they're going to keep the recipes at least in the short term.
Yeah.
So they'll be doing, you know, the Clusterfuggle and the that'll probably be the big one. And then I don't know, they had a red ale and a couple others. So I think, you know, they'll keep those recipes and the guy who Kenny Young, who sort of runs the place right now, is sort of working with them in the transition. And then they're gonna bring on a brewmaster. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what they make of that place. But if there's, you know, another legitimate brewery doing, you know, big things down there all the time, I think that's going to be really cool. Because it's close enough to Tioga Sequoia. I think there could be some tie-in. So
you can, there's this, I saw a thing pop up a couple months ago, and I think it's still going to happen where it's that one of those bikes. If you,
oh, beer them, bikes, yeah, beer, yeah, bike.
I mean, there's a route you could go with a beer bike.
I think that would be perfect. So that's one of the bicycles that everyone gets on. It's yeah, and then you bike around.
Pedals it and you can drink beer on
and
it.
You can drink beer on the bike.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I've seen, we talked about that before. I think I saw one in Sacramento. And I thought it was really cool. So, yeah, that definitely would be a route that you could take and go hang out at two of those breweries down there. So
Eventually yeah. The pita kebab, pita dragon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Whenever that gets off. Have you heard any more news on that?
It's just weird how... Because it seemed like the place was pretty turnkey. You know, I'm sure you want to make some little changes, but it didn't seem like it was a whole lot they had to do, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And it seemed like they were covered as far as financially wise because they won that grant.
Right, right.
And they didn't even really need it. They're just kind of let the second place team kind of have that. Uh-huh. More or less.
Yeah, because they were going to do it anyway.
And I don't know. Now it's like 6 months later, there's still nothing happening. So,
well, somebody needs to make a call.
What do I know? I'd never tried out
Blogger Man. And
yeah, somebody needs to call one of the local bloggers.
One of the local bloggers and have them look into that for us. That'd be good to know. All right, so what else? What else is happening?
We were Grand Central for all the presidential hopefuls and their husbands.
Right. Yes, Fresno.
We had what was this? Within 2 weeks, we had everybody basically come through.
So
that just doesn't happen,
Bill.
You know?
Bill. Well, because at least not so much on the Republican side, but Democratic side, California matters.
Yeah,
and it's the first time in a long time that California has mattered. And so, they're playing. And Central Valley matters. People know.
Yep.
They realize because we got all that water thing crisis happening.
I saw somebody on Twitter. Sorry, I forget who it was. It was like, all the presidential hopefuls were south of Shaw.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So. Fuck you, North Fresno.
I said it.
Yeah, it was crazy. So Bill Clinton came stumping for Hillary.
Yeah.
On a Monday. That was like two weeks ago. So Monday. And then Friday, Donald Trump came.
Yeah.
And that was just like
That's selling.
Fucking crazy ass shit show of a thing. I mean, it was just insane.
I was only shut down the whole
goddamn, downtown. I had a friend who was downtown. He was talking to someone. Apparently, the Radisson, whatever, some hotel down there, made them take all of the rocks out of their planters.
Oh.
Because they were afraid people were going to start throwing rocks. Like, the police came in and were like, No, we can't have all these rocks.
Yeah, all these rocks sitting there.
We're gonna start throwing rocks.
Oh, that's hilarious! I hadn't seen that. That's probably smart though.
Oh yeah, because those people are crazy.
Yeah, both sides. Yeah, I was surprised at seeing how much violent stuff has popped up from the Trump protesters. Like,
right. Well, but here's the thing: when you get pissed on. For like however many months, you know, however long it is been that like Trump has been like pretty much like just a giant raging a-hole to an entire group of people.
Right.
Like you can't expect them not to like show up.
Well, especially when you come
and express their concern.
I wouldn't expect more violence, but I almost expected more protests throughout California, especially in the valley, being as Muslims and Latinos are his biggest people he takes a crap on.
He hates it.
He runs through the valley and it's like there's no place more that needs to be more pissed off at Trump than the valley. So it's like
article. And essentially it was like the reporter came down here and was just like in awe because, they were like, I go to Fresno and I see, Hispanics supporting Trump and a police chief that like is winning over the other protesters because he's so charismatic. And he's like, it's just this, the way, and the story was, it like, just, you read the story and you're like, man, Fresno is a wacky ass place. And like reading like how Chief Dyer was interacting with the crowd, it was just like, oh my God. And then hearing like all of these Hispanics, you know, supporting Trump and like saying, yeah, we need to build that wall because, you know, my parents, I'm Hispanic, but my parents came here the right way, the, you know, uh-huh. like all this stuff. It's just like, wow, that's, you know.
What was Dyer doing? Like, what was he was like? Come on, D, come on, you got to protest. Why you got to do
kinda,
that? Kind
of, he was like, I guess he was just like walking because a certain, like, I guess after the event,
did he just like show his guns,
trying to get everyone like out of there, right?
Yeah.
And they all showed. I mean, it was like full. I don't know if you saw the pictures, but it was like full on, right? Them, it was like a small army.
Like, yeah, they're like full. Yeah, like
so
like
they were full on riot gear the whole thing. And I guess he was going like to different groups of protesters, and he was just like, hey, "Look, guys, so you really got to leave. Like, we, you know, we don't want to have to arrest people and make things bad for you. So if you just kind of, you know, if we all play it cool here, you know, like can, that
I could
thing.
Go take you all the ice cream later,
right? Right, kind of. Cool. And the protesters were like, oh. All right, yeah, like, he's just doing his job, like, you know.
I'll bring out some pizza, guys, yeah. If you guys want to chill out.
But, yeah, I don't know, it's crazy. You know, so I was, I did not go to the Trump event.
You could have got in, that was like a third.
Well, so, yeah, so look, I wish I...
The whole place was like half empty.
So when they first said Trump was maybe going to come, I was like, oh... I think I got to go just from a pop culture standpoint of like being there right. in the crowd and yeah. seeing what it was all about. And then I was just like, no, I don't think I could be in the same room with that dude, like in the same building mm-hmm. and hearing him.
Well, he hates the press too. Like, he would have got people, I mean,
cringing,
you
know,
what happened. You see a B reporter in there with that group. They're like, ah, reporter.
And
Trump
then even,
press.
Well, yeah, well, we had quite a few reporters there, so.
Yeah, that's true.
We had like I don't know, we had a full staff. That was the earliest that I've seen staff there. Like, they were ready to go at, you know, I don't know, I got there at 8 or 9, and they were all ready to go. They were on scene.
There was a buzz
and,
at the B, in the B. It was like, yeah, Trump Day, Trump Day.
Yeah, no, it really was. It was crazy. And then there was, you know, there was all this weird stuff because, you know, the police department was saying there was like 7,000, 8,000 people there. You know, you look at the photos of the thing and it's not even half full and not even half full in the stands. And you're thinking, how could those numbers be anywhere yeah. near accurate? You know, even knowing that, you know, okay, so like 2 months ago, there's a concert there. It was a sellout. The press release, like for the sellout, they sent a press release. Hey, first sellout in a long time, 77,000 people, mm-hmm. right? Or
7,700.
Yes, yeah. So 7,700 people were there. So that was a sellout for a concert. They're saying the same number of people came out to see Trump and yet it's half full. Like, you know, but then like, how do you like dispute those numbers, you know?
Right. There's yeah, no I mean, tickets. There's like,
yeah.
It's like, well, half the place
right,
is in
well,
the bathroom.
And they're not going to tell
those
you.
Those pictures
you know,
are
like,
taken. Like,
yeah,
everyone's.
They give tickets out,
the
but
concourse.
The Trump people aren't going to tell you how many, right. you know, tickets they gave out or whatever. So, anyway, Trump came on Friday. Yeah. Then on Sunday, Bernie
it
Sanders.
Was Bernie Day.
Feel the burn. He was at the originally Pawpaw. Slated for Wilbur Park.
Yeah.
Then, but like, I
then
don't somebody think that ever.
Somebody said, "Don't be North of Shaw, man."
I think maybe that's what it was. But I actually don't think that ever like really was confirmed. Confirmed. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he ended up at the Fresno Fairgrounds.
Pawpaw.
Pawpaw Theater
sold out. Pawpaw.
and sold that out. There were, you know, people waiting outside as well. And Bernie just seemed cool.
Mm-hmm.
A lot less media coverage.
Right.
Seemed like.
And he went out and he went out and talked to all the people that couldn't get in.
Yeah, he was talking. And then afterwards, went out for tacos.
Yeah.
And that's how you know that Bernie's badass.
Yep.
You know, like, here's
and he went
person,
out for like, you know, wasn't a place on Belmont or something?
It was,
like,
yeah,
talking real,
to Tijuana,
like,
yeah.
He went to a real place.
Right. No, it wasn't. Yeah. It was like, you know, around the corner from the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
You know, and so this to me is like, shows the difference between Trump, like, you know, Bernie went for tacos. Trump was like escorted out, like in a freaking
yeah, it was a total, know, it was a total presidential
cavalcade of cars that like sped yeah. out of there, you know.
Yeah, they were like, fearing for did you see that? I saw the video of him leaving.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it was like,
and he
it
slams
was like,
through the barricade,
it was like 0 to 50, like just blows out yeah. on the street. I was like, holy crap, good thing somebody wasn't standing there.
Yeah, it was insane. So Bernie came and, you know, he you know, people all felt the burn, and that was a big deal. And then, so that was last Sunday, I guess. And then Saturday, yesterday, Hillary came on her own.
Came out to
her,
Edison.
Without her husband. And she was at Edison High School. She's made a habit of coming to schools. Because she was last time, whatever, what was that, 2012? She was at, or 2008, I don't know, whenever. Whenever it was that she came last, she was at Fresno High.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I remember that. I was actually.
And so, yeah, so now she came back. She was at Edison High. Looked like they had a pretty good turnout.
When Bill was president,
well.
He came to the school, Daly School on Shields.
So, yeah, I think it's pretty good run for us.
And that was a pretty quiet, like, because I think it just happened, like, they only had, like, a day or so. To,
yeah,
like,
there was a little less run-up for it, yeah.
So there wasn't, wasn't really much about it, really. It was, like, pretty quiet, in and out kind of thing.
Well, and I also feel like Hillary's a little, you know, less... exciting,
right.
Excitable, you
just
know, like Bernie Sanders
kind of
is just has a lot of like excitement about him, people talking about him, hype, etc. Trump is Trump, and then Hillary is like just the normal one. They're like, oh yeah, Hillary, oh yeah, there she is.
oh yeah, so, there she is, Hillary.
Oh, Hillary. And you know, luckily, I she'll probably be the nominee. I don't know, but. But it's cool. I'm glad that they all, I think it's interesting that they all came and kind of stumped pretty hard. And I think that you could tell by the type of event that they did, the type of candidate they were. So, yeah. Hillary had a lot of like, I don't want to say famous people, but she had a lot of like, you know, senator, like important type people there talking, you know, the Democratic organizational people.
The good Democratic people around town.
Yeah.
I was curious to see, I didn't see, she must have, I think she might have stayed out of it, was if Mayor Swearengen was at anything, or did she just stay away from him?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Which would be a wise move.
I don't think
probably.
So.
They're just
she can't be. I mean, so she's a Republican,
right?
So she couldn't be at Hillary or Bernie, and she's not going to be at Trump. So you know, what do you do?
She
so,
wisely yeah, she stayed probably out stayed, of it.
Stayed home.
Did any of our American candidates? Did you see them there?
No, I don't think I did. Or if I did, I didn't, wasn't paying enough attention.
Maybe they
so,
can't
yeah.
even get on there. And they're like,
yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Speaking of, shift to, have you paid attention to the mayor race at all?
Somewhat. I know that the Fresno Bee was endorsing
Perea,
was endorsing Perea, I think.
So basically, it's down from my knowledge, is it's three. It's Perea and HBs
and Libran. Yeah. Yeah.
And what's funny is like the H, like this whole time I see those yard signs and then vote H.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking it was Perea signs. So I don't know, like, I don't know if that's the best marketing reason, like every time I see that H, I'm like, oh, Perea. Well, that's cool.
So that marketing was done by Floyd and Puneet of what used to be
it's
Anti-Labs. Now it's called People. PL is their new branding company.
I'll tell you I see the videos. I don't see
videos
either,
are good.
I haven't seen anything from the other candidates.
Yeah.
But I see H's videos on, that's why I knew it wasn't Henry Perea anymore.
Because
saw the videos on MySpace and they're nice videos. They're really
good.
It's
not good. MySpace, dude.
Or come on, MySpace.
Facebook.
That is
this, what is this?
Crap.
The Facebook. What is this, 2003?
Yeah. Well, Facebook is now MySpace.
Yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, so. Yeah, no, they're good. So I need to put in some research.
Yeah, but I haven't. Like that's pretty much all I know is from the videos, those
vote
H videos.
Tomorrow, which I the vote's tomorrow, right? I don't think the vote's tomorrow. But anyway, if I had to vote, I would probably vote for H, and because. Those videos and seeing the other people who are sort of endorsing him, supporting him. I'm the same. You know, Jake Soberall and all these people. So, you know.
Right. Yeah. At the moment I would be voting for,
but like, I actually think that any of the three would do a really good job. You know,
they do sound Libran's, you know, way too conservative for me to probably vote for him, but I don't think he would mess anything up or anything, you know?
Yeah, he's definitely conservative, but he doesn't seem like crazy conservative in
he's
the way
just like
that
conservative,
some
conservative.
Other. Yeah. He seems like, and he has good ideas and plans for stuff, you know? Like, so he was one of the people that kind of helped put together the plan for the Fresno Convention Center to sort of like partner in, or the city to partner in with the Fresno Convention Center to co-promote shows and stuff, which is seems to have been doing really well. So like, I think that he has some good ideas about things, or at least like he sees a problem and tries to figure out a solution to fix it. A practical solution, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not just like, obstructionist, like, no, that's stupid, but not coming up with a solution. He really is like, here's what I think we should do. And so, yeah, I think any of the three would be good. So
yeah,
that's
so
my
official that's a good
flowing
thing
with,
is like,
flowing with famous,
flowing with famous endorses all three.
Any of the ones that you want to vote for.
Any candidate.
It's
nice to see that we have, three seemingly legit normal candidates. No, there's not going to be something, you know, we don't have Bubba. God bless Bubba. Bubba's a good dude, you know. But
Bubba,
you know,
set us on the road that we're on, though, I think. Like, if there wasn't any Bubba, then there couldn't have been, you know, the next, like,
it couldn't have been
however many years
Surgeon
had,
to come in and clean. There wouldn't have been a huge mess for Surgeon to come in and clean up.
Well, I think I feel like Bubba made things better than worse. I don't think he made anything worse.
I disagree with that.
Yeah. So what else? There's our political talk. Our political what else is happening?
Well, I think it's band of the episode.
Band of the episode. Okay. So I think personally, band of the episode should be Amorette.
Amorette.
And I don't know if they've been band of the episode before, but
sometimes
you would have to look back. Yeah,
I know I've watched their stuff before, so I'm like trying to like, was that because they're band of the episode, or because I was just watching?
But they're really cool. I think personally, really cool kind of dancey pop band, electronic pop band. female fronted, you know, she sings, plays keyboard. Really good. They have an album coming out fairly soon, within the month, I think. So people can be on the lookout for that. Yeah, I mean, I just think I've seen them a couple times now, and very, very impressed. I saw them at Peeves not too long ago. It was just a weird show that kind of didn't pan out the way that anyone thought it would, but they just rolled with it, and it was really cool. They were very good. So there it is, Band of the Episode. Go. Amaret.
Nice stuff, man.
Yeah. What else? Anything else that's happened in the last month since?
Do you pose Hustler going into the Silver Dollar Half Brow?
Man, yes.
You oppose it? Or yes, you want to talk about
no,
it?
No, I just had forgotten that that was a thing that was going to happen. So for those, and how could you not? So, Hustler Super, is it the Hustler Superstore?
No,
it's not the Superstore.
It's not Superstore, but yeah, it's Hustler something.
So, it's the Hustler Hollywood, Emporium. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm going to call it. Is going to be opening where the old
Pleasant
Hofbräu was.
Yeah. Bar there in Shaw and 41. Yeah.
So, it's going to be a brightly lit lingerie adult sex shop,
right,
with all of your kinky stuff hidden in the back, and you gotta be like over 18 to get back
the
there.
The hardcore stuff is hidden in the back.
Yeah, that all the hard room. All the triple X video.
Whatever
I don't know,
that
I don't
entails.
Know what it is. Whatever
that
there?
Is, I don't know.
What is back behind the wall?
On. But
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna have to go just to find
just
out,
to be
just
like,
to tell
hey.
People.
You'd be like, "I'm 21. I'm gonna walk back there." Is that? Cool?
And then I'm gonna come back out. My eyes are gonna be just gigantic.
Yeah.
And
maybe
I'm gonna be shivering.
Maybe you should.
And everyone's gonna be like, "What did you see?" And I won't be able to even talk about it.
What did you do?
Like, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
So anyway, yeah, I was actually excited about this for one reason. When they announced it, they said Larry Flint may be coming.
Whoa.
To the opening.
Now I'm getting excited.
And I was like, oh, I would go just to see Larry Flint. Cause I think, like, you know, Hustler, whatever.
you don't have a subscription?
Like, mm-hmm. but But Larry Flint, I think, is like maybe one of the most interesting people in the United States. I love the movie, you know, The People versus Larry Flint with what's her name? Old Courtney Kurt Love. Cobain's wife.
Courtney Love.
Courtney Love. And I thought that was a great movie. And Woody Harrelson is as whatchamacallit. And I just, yeah, I think it's just an interest. He's an interesting guy. And I think that in itself would be.
But I don't know that it's going to happen because the city's trying to stop it, right?
I know. But, yeah.
My problem with
it
is.
Well, I think that the city is just. There are some questions as to whether it is correctly zoned. And so the store, the company says they checked it all out. Zoning is appropriate. Mm-hmm. There are some people within the city that are saying, well, I'm not so sure about that. So, yeah. And then, you know, the people, and there are obviously people who are like freaking out that are like, oh my God, sex, stop. Because, you know, we can't have that.
Oh God, no.
On Shaw Avenue, we got to have that south of Olive.
Yeah. My only problem with it is, You're completely wasting the bar. Like that bar's still gotta be there, right?
Right. Yeah.
I don't think anyone. I never heard of them tearing out that bar.
It'll probably go somewhere. I mean, they'll have to get rid. So it'll probably end up in someone's backyard somewhere.
But you use it, but like they should just open up a club, like a bar, a hustler bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the shop in the back.
Right. 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 So once upon a time, I did go, you know, I think it's San Francisco. They have a Larry Flint's Hustler Club, I think it's called.
And yeah, I went there. Because you're like, I'm a hustler. I'll go there.
I don't really remember anything about I went in there.
Oh, you had a good time. You don't remember anything.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't like that at all. Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, I guess they could do that, but that definitely would not fly to have,
if you introduce alcohol, then they're like, oh,
right,
hell
right,
no.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I'm always happy when a empty building is not empty.
Sure.
You know, so I think that's fine. You know. Yeah, I don't know. Quit being prudish.
Yeah.
What's
going to happen?
And what else would you expect to see there? Otherwise, yeah. I mean, that's a very blighted kind of spot there right now. And so, yeah, put something there. You know, it'll be big and bright and pink, so.
I can get my comics over at Heroes on the other side of the freeway.
And go right and across the street.
And go over and get my supplies.
For your pornography.
Yeah. See?
I need to do a little more research into this because I don't understand how. It's not like an actual porn place, though, I don't think.
No,
you know?
It's just like.
It's like lingerie.
It's like
and
a Fredericks of Hollywood mixed with Hustler.
Yeah, Tories and different stuff. Because I cannot believe that people would still buy, pornography.
Yeah,
like
there's
magazines,
the internet. There's the internet, and I don't have to
videos, etc.
Like maybe my UPS guy will figure it out, but other than that, no one else is gonna know.
Your UPS guy.
Like, why would I go? Why would I go to a place where people can see me doing like,
unless that's your thing.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You're like, hey, I'm walking in here, huh? Everyone
also,
you're really on display if you're like walking the sidewalk on Shaw.
Loud and proud, man. Partly, though, I think this is like a balancing of like a yin and yang because we lost the Wildcat to high-speed rail.
Yeah.
So now we're gaining this. So it's a balancing.
It's the world. A full circle.
The world is now in balance.
Full circle.
Because we have
reference to earlier in the episode.
Because we have a Hustler Club. All right. Is there what else? What else is happening?
Well, there was this thing. I don't have it verbatim enough to. I don't know that I want to speak about it. So maybe next time. But just how Darius Assemi wrote this op-ed piece in the Bee, shredding Marissa Rarangin and just saying how unbusiness friendly she is and the administration is, and just that the next mayor needs to be this and this and this. And Mayor Surgeon came back at it and was just, because he threw out all these, you know, crappy study stats, like we're 285th in the nation and this and blah, blah, blah. And she basically came back at him, refuted a lot of the stuff and you know, just pointed out that we're basically gaining on everything we're bad at, we're getting better at.
Right, yeah.
And he was just basically just dumped on us and said that Clovis, look at Clovis, is this amazing city and blah, blah, blah. And we're not this. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, they've gotten away with everything they've wanted in downtown. Like, Granville just is, Granville, downtown is mostly Granville now.
A large percentage.
So, like, what's his, like, deal with Mayor Swearingen? Like, what's, like, there's something personal going on there, it seems like.
Maybe it is, yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. You know, I've heard in the past, businesses, in the, like, business circles, they talk about Clovis as being very business friendly. Mm-hmm. And Fresno being not so business friendly. And I'm not sure exactly what that means. But you also have to keep in consideration that Clovis is still a small town compared to Fresno. So, like, obviously, like, Fresno is going to have a larger bureaucracy of things to kind of, like, work through because it's a bigger city. So, like, yeah, you're not going to get the, like, one-on-one attention that you're going to get maybe if you were to go to Clovis, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to get in. And so maybe just like Darius couldn't get a seat at the table talking with the mayor or something, so he got mad. I mean, I really don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think the things that at least for me, it seems like the mayor knows the things that we do that are crappy. And it has been trying to fix them.
Right.
And a lot of people, council members and others have not. So.
Yep. Yeah. She had a rocky start because she walked into a big mess and.
Right.
Just, and not necessarily from Bubba, but from just the recession and stuff. And now she just, you know, just announced we got more police officers and more code enforcement going on. And, you know, we're still dramatically behind in park space, but we're starting to get better. We've at least
got a cultural arts park.
A little bit, yeah.
In cultural the mix. It's happening right now, right down the road from me.
So, I mean, we're everything bad is going back onto a good path and rising up, so...
And the question will be whether or not, you know, the next mayor will continue in that direction. So.
It seems like any of the three would be good at that. I don't know if good as Mayor Swearingen, but...
They won't be as funny and I don't know.
Yeah,
millennially savvy,
right?
Is that the right term?
I don't know,
it seems like she just she seems cool. I can't remember what it. There was something. Oh, she was out at like the corner of McKinley and Blackstone, and she took a picture. I don't. She was like at the Taco Bell. At McKinley and Blackstone, with some people, and she took a picture, and she's like, "This is my favorite corner in Fresno," and it was awesome because it was like, I think she was meeting with the Hope Animal Foundation.
Okay,
so she's in front of this billboard. I don't know if you've seen this billboard. It's like a dog. It's a picture of a dog, and it says, "It takes balls to get your dog neutered," or something like that.
Okay,
so like she's like, it's her. And then in the background is this billboard that says, you know, it takes balls. And she's like pointing at it, you know. And it's just like the funniest. And I'm thinking like, okay, A, like Donald Monroe brought this up to us one day. He's like, have you seen this photo? And we all were just like looking at this photo and thinking like, okay, does she know? I mean, she must know that like she's pointing at this photo that right. says balls. B, in the caption, she's talking about this is her like one of, like her favorite intersection. And I'm like, how is this in all of Fresno? This is your favorite intersection.
It's like really one of the ugliest intersections in town.
And then I was like, fuck, Brian and Rocky need to bring back Cross Street.
Yeah, Cross Street.
And they need to go back there and be like, this is Mayor Swearingen.
They got Stephanie Berugian to do it once. I mean, you can get Mayor Swearingen.
They should get this Mayor Swearingen to go there and talk about how it's her favorite. And I think because of the Taco Bell right there.
She's just all about Taco Bell. Right? She's like, that I Taco can get Bell my... is like a new Taco Bell. It was supposed to be like some sort of like, I don't want to, like, it was some sort of different Taco Bell than
the it was like they redesigned the whole thing to make it all hip and cool for people. Yeah. It's really nice. It's a really nice Taco Bell.
It is.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. We covered a lot in this one.
Might be time to.
Yeah. Is it?
Plug it up.
All right. I will let you start.
Oh, well, if you like blogging, and who doesn't? Check out thefresnan.com.
Oh, man.
I've been back doing that for a few months.
You're back to doing it, and I have to say, killing it. Oh. Every time I read a Fresnan blog post, I say to myself, God damn it, he's done it again.
That's all you want as a blogger is to be like, to beat somebody else to the punch.
That's the post I should have written.
Yeah.
The walking post, brilliant, especially with the heat coming up.
Yeah, I've gotten some people on Facebook that are like either I think because sometimes I write to where to. You know, you're supposed to write to an avatar, person, like your number one reader.
Yeah.
And so, like, a lot of times I'll write to, like, as you get my sense of humor, so you get where I'm coming. But because basically I'm saying, like, you know, I think we all should be walking, but I'm just pointing out the fact that it's weird to walk around.
When you see a dude. Well, and what's really funny is, as I'm reading this or, like, going through it, I'm like, yes, there's a dude that walks through my parents' neighborhood, and every time I see him, I'm sure he's a great guy, but every time I see him, I'm like, what's that guy up
like,
to?
Why doesn't he have a car? Like, what's going on?
Like, what's he up to? Like, there's no dog. He's not walking a dog. He's just by himself.
Doesn't have exercise clothes on.
There's no, he's not pushing a shopping cart.
He's just walking.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, why are you walking, bro?
I thought the Traffic Circle blog was brilliant. Kind of the giving people like here's how to get through the traffic circle.
We still can't figure it out. Yeah, and like
that was brilliant.
I didn't even mention the like some commenters mentioned the Chestnut one. I didn't mention, but like that one's like actually I think people have worse problems with that one.
Much worse. Yeah. I think that at some point the bee is going to do an expose and just sit someone out there with a camera and take photos or take video for like a day and then just do a little supercut of how crazy people drive through that thing because it is.
And after that post, I just naturally went through that Chestnut Circle and like the lady in front, like we both were in the traffic circle and the lady in front of me just stopped inside the traffic circle and was just like trying to figure out what to do, like where she wanted to go, and she just stopped in the circle.
I'm so like, the one thing you don't do is stop.
No,
like anything like else is kind of acceptable. Like, you know, there's two lanes. If you're not in one or the other, okay, different things. Like, okay, if you have to speed up or slow down. But you don't stop.
No, you got to keep going.
That's rule number one.
Even if you keep circling.
Right, just keep going.
You're in the traffic circle. Like, just remember, once you're in it, then, like, you have the right of way. You're in it.
Right. just keep going. So yeah, everyone should check out. That's a good plug. They should check out the Fresen. You're doing God's work. Let me tell you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, anything else?
And then the other podcast and our little community
network.
Flowing with Famous. You know, check those guys out. They're pretty
good. Yeah, those guys are kind of good.
Sometimes they're okay. Dorktown, a little comedy podcast with Becky and Bells. And Get Off My Podcast. Harrison Ford tribute podcast. And then the beer one.
Oh, yeah, right. The beer one. The beer one.
The one with the beer. The Perfect Pour.
The Perfect Pour.
You get craft beer talk. Awesome. He's doing a lot of local stuff, gets thrown in there too. Mm-hmm. You want all your Tioga stuff. We got Nick, local architect Nick, and drummer. And then we got Matt from the Tioga Square Beer Garden, the Bearded Brewer.
Wonderful. So. Okay. Is that all for you?
That's good enough.
Okay. So I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. So if you're into any of the stuff that we talk about on this show, and also if you're into music specifically, local music, and what's happening in the local scene, you should check it out. I feel like I do a lot on that. I do a lot there that people just don't realize. I had a lady the other day.
Yeah, there's a ton of
was asking me. Oh, she was saying that she was searching to find local concerts in Fresno, and she was like, and I didn't even think about checking out the Fresno Bee. And I'm like, every week
Friday,
a complete rundown
on Thursday,
of everything that I can find.
FresnoBeehive.com on Thursday, and you'll know where to see music.
Bang Geek,
which bro.
which I stole
well,
from you.
I very willingly said, please do Bang Geek.
It's goddamn hard.
It's anyway. a lot of work, man. Respect it, man.
And then I will plug my band, It'll Grow Back, who will be playing a show.
We got a show coming.
We have a show coming up in July. I think it's the second or third. It's that Saturday, and we're playing at Strummer's, and this is one of those a theme shows. So we did one that was a 90s theme show, and we did all Danzig covers.
Okay.
So this one's the 2000s, and we're doing, wait for it, Britney Spears.
Wait,
so
what?
Britney Spears under the moniker Brittle Grow Back. Brittle Grow Back, yeah. So how that's gonna play out?
Is K-Fed gonna be on stage with you at all?
What's that?
Kevin Federline, K-Fed, Fresno/Corvus's own Kevin Federline. Oh man,
if we could get K-Fed, that would be like
this is a call out. What could you, if you're listening to this, there's somebody listening to this that knows the Federline family.
Yeah,
could you get this message to him that he needs to be on stage with
At least even in the audience, then we could point to him and be like, that motherfucker right there.
That right there he is.
Most famous guy in Fresno. So yeah, we'll be doing that. That's going to be either a lot of fun or a complete train wreck.
I want to see It'll Grow Back play Britney Spears song.
Yeah. So, and then I have a recommendation.
Yes.
This is a place. It's on Blackstone and Herndon area, Blackstone and Sierra. It's called Sierra Shoe Repair. And it's this guy who makes repair shoes.
Okay.
And he repaired a pair of boots for me, and it was totally awesome. And just did an excellent job. I had a pair of Doc Martens, and he like actually resold the whole things. Like got the actual Doc Marten soles, called the Doc Marten people, and were like, I'm not exactly sure how to do this. They walked him through the whole process. Really awesome. Dang. Awesome guy. So, and it's actually, this is the guy, I think maybe earlier this year or last year, like him and his dad ran the shop.
Yeah, his dad was actually
killed in a robbery. His dad was every day would go like to the next shop over and take coffee to them. And he went over there one day and they were actually being robbed, and he was shot and killed, or I think something happened anyway, he was killed. And so this is actually that shop, and now the son runs it.
And that's himself, that whole area where the
right next to, like, there's a Del Taco in. Right there. Yeah, it's like across from the bowling alley,
right? Kind of not right Del Taco, but the Crazy Chicken, El Pollo Loco.
Yes, El Pollo Loco. Yes, there you go. Good. way to correct me on that.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, and it's just a really great place, and like I felt like he did great work.
That's where the Hobby Lobby is going in.
Oh,
didn't they have to move that?
Yeah, I think it's I think it's around that area. Yeah. He does great work. Actually charged me less than he had quoted because he felt bad that he was charging me so much.
Oh, man.
And I was, it's definitely one of those places, like, you know, the guy is a craftsman and really just, like, you can tell, like, really loves what he mm-hmm. is, he does, and is proud, and, like, is proud of it and kind of geeks out about it. And so, it really just felt like, yeah, he was like really happy to be doing it, and so it was a great experience. Anyone who needs any kind of shoe repair done, that's where I would go. There it is.
Boom.
All right. So, without further ado's, I think that's it for us.
I think it is.
And we'll be back in a month.
First Monday of the month.
And we've been doing pretty good, huh?
We're on
about catching those first Mondays. So, mm-hmm. If you are a fan, thank you for that. You can find us on all of the social media outlets.
Well,
flowing with famous and Twitter. We're not on Snapchat yet.
I'm on Snapchat.
Oh,
you can follow
good.
Me, TrenchRun22.
I
feel like it. I just okay. did a scene with action figures, with the Indiana Jones action figure.
Okay.
Uh-huh. On Snapchat the other day. So that's what I do on Snapchat.
All right. Awesome. Maybe by next time I'll be on Snapchat.
Yeah, maybe.
And
is somebody in the B going, we need to get on Snapchat? Is there somebody doing that in there? In the B newsroom?
Not that I've heard of, but I'm sure it's coming.
ABC 30 is on it.
Oh, I know.
Don't let those guys are back there. Share your I know, back I there know. In the back there.
I'll get right on it.
Yeah, come on, dude.
All right. Let me go ahead and count us out, and we'll see all of the, like, as if people can see us. They can't, but they can listen to us next month.
Sure.
In the meantime, 5, 4, 3, 2. Was that a cat?